Challenges in Farming. Thanks for joining us, everyone. I'm Melissa Berniston with Tennessee Home and Farm Radio. Today's farming has its challenges, just as it always has, but today's young farmers face more of a challenge than ever.
There's always challenges, workforce challenges, economy challenges, anything we touch nowadays, material, repair equipment, prices are going up, but the price of our materials not going up, so we're having to eat the cost. The new challenge we're getting now is fire ants. Last year we wasn't quarantined. Now this year we're quarantined, so we've got to treat our plants before we ship them, make sure they're treated properly and right.
Patrick Wilcher is a young farmer in Warren County and has a nursery business where he says with the economy like it is, they're just hoping to keep the customers they have and try to keep their costs low.
We're having to cut back our stuff. We plant a lot of different stuff we don't sell a lot of, so we're going to cut back our numbers to grow only what we know we can sell, the material that we can sell. So you got to cut your costs, you got to cut your labor costs, you got to cut all the corners you can cut, but still be able to make a living on it. We just got to cut our costs back of our labor and the chemicals and repair costs back enough and be able to stretch out what we have to make the longevity up. But hopefully it'll get better because I'm going to try to hang on to it as long as I can because I've got me and my family to take care of.
But even with the challenges of farm life today, Wilcher says he wouldn't want any other life, that being outside and working with the land is what he was meant to do.
You've got your ups and downs, but you're outside with Mother Nature all the time in the heat and cold, but still, if you watch something from when you start it to finish, you know what the product is, you know what you can do. And it's also, this business we've done over 20-some years, people we sell to is more like family. We've become a family with them.
Now, Wilcher and 18 other young farmers from across the state are County Young Farmer Award winners and will compete in the Young Farmer Achievement Contest in a couple of weeks at the Tennessee Farm Bureau headquarters in Columbia. Have a great day and join us tomorrow on Tennessee Home and Farm Radio.